Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we have some sad, somber, but also, to some degree, hope-filled news, and that is the death of John MacArthur. John MacArthur has had a huge impact on evangelicalism in the United States and abroad. And I would say, you know, modern Christianity has had a great influence on, and his death and legacy will have a major impact on the church moving forward. So we're going to, you know, talk about the death of John MacArthur today and just share some thoughts on that. But first, I want you to know Evangelical Dark Web, Christian news gathering commentary ministry, can support our work over our Patreon-like system. Also have a free newsletter that gives you Christian news in your inbox each and every day for free. But the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel. Now, on to the story. John MacArthur's death on Sunday, Grace Community Church announced the declining health of John MacArthur with a grim prognosis. They even went so far as to say that he will likely be with the Lord this week. And that happened on Monday, July 14th, 2025 at 6:17 p.m. John MacArthur passed away. And that news spread very quickly. Like, some, you know, death news like that usually doesn't spread within 20 minutes, like the whole internet finds out. But this is a very fast-moving story, in part because, you know, it was an expected death. And John MacArthur, he did a lot to prepare people for, you know, he did a lot to settle his accounts and stuff like that. And I do believe that he finished the race well. Let's kind of start and talk about what the race was for him. John Fullerton MacArthur Jr. is an American pastor, author, and theologian known for his extensive ministry and influence in teaching in evangelical Christianity. He was born in June 19, 1939, so, you know, he's age 86 years old, in Los Angeles, California. Now, again, he would stay in the Southern California region, and he's a very prominent figure in the Reformed and Baptist traditions, although I would say more Calvinist than Baptist, personally. And, you know, he comes from a rich heritage of pastors. You know, Jack MacArthur was a pastor, so he came from a family of pastors. And I honestly think that John MacArthur got better over time. In 1985, John MacArthur founded the Master's Seminary, or Master's College, now the Master's University. And, you know, that also included the Master's Seminary as a later addition to that. He's written a lot of books, a lot of books. And he has had multiple ministries, you know, Grace to You being the most prominent one, Grace Community Church. So he's done a lot. He has lived a major life of service to the church. And yeah, his death will have a major impact on the church. And one thing that I think is true is I don't think his death will be, his legacy will not be the subject of a debate, a frequent debate like that of Tim Keller. Tim Keller, you know, was a false teacher. I believe he was a wolf in sheep's clothing. And, you know, his impact on the church was largely negative. And there's no, and I think that's pretty indisputable because, you know, he undermined biblical sexuality. He, you know, introduced a lot of, he was not an inerrantist. And he paddled a seeker-sensitive church in New York City. So that's what Tim Keller's legacy is. But John MacArthur, you know, I don't agree with him on every theological issue, but I am not of the opinion that relatively minor theological differences bar me from working with somebody. And I think in the grand scheme of patriarchal Protestantism, or grand tent, you know, we can build a tent within patriarchal Protestantism. That means no female pastors. I think that's a tent that we can easily work within. And, you know, I would even work with a base Catholic before, you know, a female pastor. But anyway, John MacArthur, a lot of things that I could disagree with him about, but here's some things that I really appreciate. He never bent he did not bend on wokeness. Again, I might disagree with how far and how much he was willing to associate with people who were woke, but he himself and his ministries did not go woke. I appreciate that. And he held the line. He was one of the lead, he was the largest pastor that held the line on this issue. And, you know, he was also willing to go after some idols in our culture. He said things like religious liberty sends people to hell. I appreciate statements like that. John MacArthur was willing to be controversial. And he also, he started out being wrong on this issue, but he stood his ground on, or he was faithful during COVID after initially being wrong and stood his ground on that. And that's something I appreciate. I think John MacArthur is the type of pastor I would not have liked in, say, 1990, but I do believe he got a lot better over time. I do believe he finished the race well, and he was a fighter in many respects. He held the ground, he held the line on so many issues, and I appreciate that. He told Beth Moore to go home, and, you know, that was a great moment for him. So a lot of things that I appreciate and remember John MacArthur for, and there's not going to be another John MacArthur. And let's talk about, is, you know, who's the next John MacArthur? Here's my prediction. I don't think there will be the next John MacArthur. I think some people who have been posturing to be John MacArthur's spiritual successor for a while now, and they've been found out. They've, you know, had ministries destroyed. You know, I'm thinking of like people like Steve Lawson, people like Josh Bice, and, you know, all these people that have been posturing to be John MacArthur's successor, it has not come into fruition. And I don't think there's going to be a spiritual successor to John MacArthur, especially since his right-hand man, Phil Johnson's also not in great health. So with that said, I think we're entering an era where the megachurch pastor is, the celebrity pastor is not going to be as much a thing. It is not going to be about the size of church that someone has. I don't think it's going to determine whether someone's a celebrity pastor or not. So I think we're entering a very democratized celebrity in terms of how celebrity pastors and pastoral influence has. And therefore, a bunch of legacy pastors like John MacArthur, John Piper would probably be the biggest figure right now. Yeah, there's no one's going to achieve that same level. I don't think that's going to happen in the near future. Maybe it could happen 15 years from now. There's going to be a figure like that. But I think we're definitely in a celebrity, we're entering a celebrity pastor interregnum. So those are my thoughts on that. John MacArthur lived a great life. He served the Lord, and I'm sure he's hearing the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." He finished the race well, which is more than you can say about a lot of pastors out there. And, you know, I do think finishing well is a sign of sanctification, and you saw that in John MacArthur. So I appreciate what MacArthur did. I appreciate his influence and legacy on the church, even though there are things I disagree with him about. I appreciate his life and ministry, and I hope you do too. So those are my thoughts. My name's Ray. This is the Evangelical Dark Web. Have a blessed day. Stay based. Christ is King, and we will catch you on the next one.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.